Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer dictating an SP report on Emilita Rojas Zambrano, date of birth 6/16/1966, date of procedure May 14, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goltzer, referring physicians, Dr. Adriana Aguirre Flores. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is heartburn, abdominal pain, history of esophagitis and gastritis. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or else to the patient. The patient is brought to endoscopy, so he placed in the lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service of monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision. To the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained at the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications findings. The placenta in the esophagus appeared unremarkable. The sign of the line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters. The Z-line was irregular at 38 centimeters from the bipod, prog C0, M1.5, with three tongues of salmon-colored mucosa noted on NBI, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was an approximately 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies are obtained in the interim body for histology separately and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Continue PPI daily. This is to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast, and we'll add famotidine 40 milligrams QHS. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions or explain. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. If patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, would recommend repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation and continuance of PPI daily.